Time to talk a little hockey and more with one of the Nashville Predators. Mike Fisher is on the line with us. Mike, first of all, thanks for joining us, and how are you feeling?
Oh, my pleasure to be here. I'm feeling pretty good. I won't be in the lineup, unfortunately, tomorrow night, but hopefully I'll be in there soon, just kind of rehabbing like crazy and trying to get back in there. It's tough not being able to play.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully back in the lineup next week. Is it exciting, though, with what you guys did last season in the playoffs, toe-to-toe with Vancouver, and then the excitement around this roster and the preseason in the first two games?
Yeah, you know what? It's been great. We had a great training camp, some good young guys, and our team seems to be, coming together pretty well. And obviously it's nice to win, the first two games, and it takes a little pressure off me to come back, because I'm hoping obviously to get back soon. But everyone's been playing really well. We still got some things to work on. We're in top obviously this weekend and tomorrow with Phoenix. They're a great team, but so far it's been really good. It's been a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to a great year. We've been doing a lot of things around the community as a team, and everyone seems so excited about this year, and fans are ready to go again, and that helps us for sure.
Predators, Mike Fisher is on the line with us. And Mike, we're going to talk about your book here in just a second. And actually, we're dialing up Kim Washburn, the author of the book that you worked with here, the new book, Defender of Faith. And we'll talk about that in just a second. Before we do that, though, and get into the book and the reasons why you did it and some background in the book that I read today. First of all, I didn't realize, I'd forgotten the fact that I was actually at that draft in Buffalo where you got drafted. I went to that was the Predators' first draft, ironically. So I was up there covering that draft. You get drafted by the Ottawa Senators, and you spend your entire career there and have so much invested in that team, and it's not too far from where you grew up. And then to get traded, just first of all, from the franchise that you grew up with, of course, I guess the best spot you could maybe come is to where your wife's profession is based. Just talk about, leaving a franchise that you grew up with and coming to Nashville.
Well, it was definitely tough because I'd been there, 11 seasons, and it became like home to me, being in Ottawa, and had some family there, and obviously hometown was close by, and so it was. I loved it. I loved every part of it, and we had a bad year last year, and things, as a team kind of wasn't going so well, so they decided to rebuild, and that's when they decided to trade me, and you know what? The Lord is good, because if I was to go anywhere, we're a better spot, really. You couldn't address it any better. So to be here, life's a lot a lot simpler for sure. Carrie and I being here, and a lot less travel, and I get to see her a lot more, and it's worked out really well. And I remember after the trade, my mom, she's like, well, I told your dad 2 weeks ago that maybe this is the Lord's way of getting you traded to Nashville to be with your wife. And she was right.
Good stuff. Mike Fisher, Nashville Predators, is on the line with us, or Mr. Carrie Underwood, as some country music fans might refer you to. Also, we're joined right now by Kim Washburn. She's going to join us on the line right now. The writer of this new book you have, Defender of Faith, The Mike Fisher Story. And Kim, first of all, welcome in.
Thanks.
Tell us from your perspective of working with Mike on this book, what was Mike Fisher like as a subject to work with? You've worked with a number of people in the past on books. What was Mike like as you worked with him on his career and his life?
Well, I did a lot of research up front, so I only heard good things about him, that he was a classy guy. His agent, of course, speaks highly of him and said, you're not going to have any problems with them. And so I caught up with him after I did some research in Chicago when he was on a road trip. And he had come off a morning skate and was starving. So while he ate some pasta or something, I tried to grill him about his personal life and about his how it was with his childhood and some other big gaps in the story. But I knew it was going to be all right because I basically shook his hand and then I dropped my voice recorder right under the couch. And I had to basically lie on the floor and wriggle under the couch and press my cheek into the carpet to get it. And he acted like he didn't even notice. So it was uphill from there and it was fine.
All right. So, Mike, we got the author here, Kim Washburn, on the line. Why, first of all, why do a book?
Well, you know, Zondervan approached me over a year ago, I guess, and about the idea of it. And I just thought about it for a little bit, and I thought, you know what, why not? Why not share a little bit about, you know, my life and you know, what's important, and, you know, if it helps one kid or one person, then it's all worth it. And, you know, I've been blessed with so much and given the opportunity to play a great game and do lots of things and been able to just, you know, bless with so much that why not share it and try to encourage other people, you know, in their faith and some of the things that are important. I think Kim did a great job, and she really did a lot of the work. She deserves most of the credit, and, you know, I thought she did a great job, and it's, you know, I think it turned out really well. I'm really happy with it, and hopefully people really like it and it helps.
And Kim Washburn, author of The Defender of Faith, The Mike Fisher Story. Kim, describe the book for us a little bit. I did read it actually today, this morning, and a great read. Describe it for folks, though.
Well, it's Mike's story, basically, from when he was born to right after the trade. And it goes through how he got into hockey and his journey on the ice, but it also goes into his journey off the ice with his family and his faith, which he's real gracious about. He talks about his faith openly, has a heart for God, but he's not obnoxious about it. And so just kind of went into the details of the years and how he became the man that he is.
And Mike, how did you think it, what was it like getting a copy of the book once it's done and kind of reading about yourself and your life and your career put in print and your trials and tribulations of playing pro hockey?
Well, I saw the book and I was like, wow, I never really thought I'd ever, you know, have a book about myself. And I don't like reading or even watching myself on TV. To me, I don't like that at all, but some people are like that, but I enjoyed it. It was a little bit of a trip down, you know, memory lane and some of the good times. And I know my parents just loved it, and they went on about it, and they were giving it to lots of people. And, you know, everything is, I thought, painted a great picture of kind of, you know, my life and some stories and things that are important and some trials and, you know, good times and bad. So, yeah, it was fun to read through, for sure.
Well, and a couple of things that stand out from the book for me, and how I have a son who's 9 who plays sports, and I coach his teams a lot, and I have a daughter that's about to be 5, and she's going to get into sports. Me and my wife both played sports growing up. But one of the things that I took from the book, some of your best advice is, as a youth athlete, have fun and don't put too much pressure on yourself. Have you tried to remember that and continue that even as a pro?
Yeah, you know what, I'm still, obviously, as you get into, you know, being a professional, there's pressures from the team to perform and all those things, but the longer and the older you get, the more you kind of keep things in perspective. And that's what having a faith is all about, just giving everything you've got, and, you know what, playing for an audience of one, and that's God and no one else. And if you're doing that, you're going to be doing everything you can to be better, be a good teammate, and all those things will come together if you're just, you know, focus on playing for an audience of one, and then everyone else will, you know, embrace that. So, but yeah, that's kind of how I try and look at it. And, yeah.
Mike Fisher on the line with us, along with Kim Washburn, who's the author of the book Defender of Faith, The Mike Fisher Story. And we're going to be giving away a few copies here in just a few minutes. But Mike, another, I guess, funny family story in there. I saw where you and your older brother, Rob, made your little brother kind of be the goalie so you guys could fire pucks at him. And ironically, because of that, he became a college goalie. So do you and your older brother take credit for his hockey career?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah, he was the guy. And after dinner, it was downstairs. We had a great hockey playing area downstairs. There was a freezer that used to be white, but it turned black pretty quickly because we were firing pucks off it. We had actually a full size net downstairs, and we had most of it was concrete walls, but we'd throw them in net just so we could, you know.
Just pad him up. Pad up the little brother and throw him in net, right?
Yeah, he took some shots, but it toughened him up. And yeah, he ended up being he was a great goalie and played for U.S. college. So.
All right, good stuff. We're about out of time here. Kim Washburn, some final thoughts on the book and working with Mike Fisher, perhaps?
Well, it was just a great experience. Like when you're doing something meaningful, and I'm just impressed with how he has navigated through some storms and the distractions and in the pros, and I just think he's a great role model. He really fits a great role model. I think he was born for it. So.
All right. Great stuff. Kim Washburn and Mike Fisher, I know you did not hoist the Stanley Cup with the Senators, but perhaps with the Predators now. You guys can make a run at the Cup after what you guys did last year and have a great season this year.
You got it. Thank you. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks,
Aaron.
All right. That's Mike Fisher and Kim Washburn.